everyone in the surrounding cubicles, please shut up.
Would you like to have a suckle of my zipper?
Oh, that was gross.
Where did that come from?
It's Christian and Vince.
Ooh, that was scary.
Welcome back
to the Christian Grantham Show Halloween Extravaganza.
I think everybody in the chat room was trying to give us a Halloween scare. Stop it. You know how very vulnerable I am. Especially on Sam Hain. Well, I think I'm going to have a lot of fun tonight with the little kitties. And I hope that they, especially their parents, I hope they have a good sense of humor.
Oh, that's going to be the most interesting thing, not to know who they think is a diva or who's a bag lady.
I know it. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of, you know what, kids today are smart asses too. I know that I'm going to get this, that's stupid. Just give us candy. I know I'm going to get that. I know I'm going to get, what are you supposed to be? I'm just going to go,
a diva.
I'm supposed to be gay.
I'm supposed to be the candy man.
I'm big gay Al. I don't know. It's just going to be very interesting.
Yeah, well, we'll see. You're going to have the webcams up there?
Yes, I'm going to have the webcam up on the little kitties.
That means so, I get to watch.
Yeah, so needless to say, I'm going to have a lot of waivers for parents to sign.
I like your
you
idea.
Imagine?
I like your other idea.
I know.
More than
well,
anything.
If we had planned it and
a karaoke
weather...
machine up there in the front yard with you singing, and then your
with
own
a few
little,
cocktails,
your own personal wet bar with some guy that's a dick dancer at Wet Dance, sitting there just serving you drinks, wearing nothing but his little cocktail cufflinks.
Well, I think that that would be a blast too, but you know.
I think that would be great.
I think people would expect that the bar's open. I'd have to be. I'd have to have carry a cane and smack people away from the bar. That's
great.
My bar. Get away.
That's for the entertainment only.
It's and then just do karaoke songs all night long. We
it's
got
an
a little
open bar, but not to you.
We've got kind of like an amphitheater style seating
could,
in front of the house.
You could
right
just
there.
Sing the Monster Mash song over,
over
and
over. Mandy dance.
Doing the white boy the whole time.
And just progressively get more and more drunk
that
as
would
the evening
be,
goes
that
on.
That would be great. I think that would be hilarious.
Well, if we can bring the speakers up there, maybe, you know.
I think that would be so funny. Bring one of the computers.
I think that would scare kids away.
We've got two computers sitting over there that are built and not being used. You could bring one of those upstairs.
All right.
Throw some music on it. With the speakers and everything, play, you know, download a bunch of karaoke songs onto it.
I'm willing.
And just
I'm
sing
willing.
Freaking karaoke.
Vince, but that would scare people away.
Who cares? It'd be hilarious.
Wait a minute. That's a good thing because it's Halloween.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, how much fun would that be?
You know what? I need help on, though, desperately today. Toll free 866-542-2529. Are your suggestions of questions I should be asking the kids, okay?
Exactly. Who is a diva? Who's a bag lady?
Well, just diva or
Gladys
bag lady.
Knight?
That's pretty good. If anybody asks me who any of these people are, I'm just going to have to go,
I don't
all
know.
Right, if you don't know...
If you don't know, I'm certainly not going to
If you
tell
don't
you.
Know, no tootsie roll for you.
No tootsie roll for you.
You be here for 2 hours. You go now.
You go now.
Buffet closed.
Baby.
I'm not giving away candy for free. I'm just not. That's not how it's going to happen tonight.
Not
all
at,
right.
Not at.
I think we've, come to expect way too much in this country. And if kids want some candy from our house, they're going to have to give. You know, they're going to have to answer a few questions for me.
I have to agree. I
Good.
Have to agree with you.
I'm so glad.
Just don't traumatize any of the kids. Okay?
I'm not planning to traumatize any kids because I know Ugh. That we have to live with these parents probably yelling and complaining. To the, you know, what is that? The housing or the what is the
fair housing?
Authority? No. The neighborhood association thing.
Oh, the townhome association, the homeowners association.
That's the last thing I want is a bunch of complaining parents. But it's Halloween.
I wouldn't worry about.
I was
that.
Supposed to scare the kids. Yes, but I don't think playing a pedophile was exactly the right kind of thing to do,
pedophile.
Mr. Grantham. Well, I'm, you know, this is the first thing to jump to parents' minds when you have a gay guy out there talking to kids, right?
You're right. Maybe you could just wear your wig. I think you should wear your beehive.
Come on.
With just but or just the eyelashes.
It's such an incomplete thing. No.
We don't have any eyelash glue, huh? I would love
to. We don't have a lot of things. I'm not prepared for Halloween other than with my mini disc and my candy.
then I'm ready to go.
So I guess that means I can't just wear the eyelashes to work.
Sure, go ahead.
We don't have any glue.
Hmm.
Can't use wood glue.
Nope. Sorry. There is a little bit of rubber cement on it. Maybe you could just stick it in some steam, warm it up a little bit, and slap it on.
I could put
them
in the microwave.
No, you're not sticking my eyelashes in the microwave. That's gross.
All right, all right.
Well, it's time to jump into the daily clips. You could get these.
Scary Larry.
Speaking of frightening, jump into ChristianGrantham.com and go to the daily clips. There's one, you know, there's one of these clips here that I really think that we should give somebody a phone call about.
Oh,
today.
That's right. Let me pull up a damn something so I can get the
number.
Well,
let me just give you the phone number first.
Oh, you have the number?
Well, never mind. Yes, I do.
Okay.
First,
well,
I got to
just peek over there and get it.
I got to talk about. Well, no, I'll just give it to you in just a minute because I got to give it out on the air because
Yeah. But we don't want people to call while we're trying to call. Give it out after we're
why
done.
Why not? I don't care.
I'll give it out after we're done. We don't need people C blocking us while we're trying to make a call.
Okay. You're
Thank
right.
Thank you. Good God.
You're absolutely right, baby, as always. In the daily clips today.
I'm glad you realize that now.
ACT UP in San Francisco. Oh, God. The worst ACT UP across the country, folks. What has ACT UP turned into? I'll tell you what it has turned into. A goddamn circus act.
A terrorist organization.
Yeah, it's our own community's terrorist network.
Seeking to tear the thread of America.
Well, this is a press release that David Pascarelli in San Francisco put out yesterday. And how terribly upset he is that Dr. Jeffrey Klausner over there, who he says the bigoted brainchild of this STD prevention unit of San Francisco, has put out a warning that syphilis is on the rise in San Francisco.
The SIFI.
The SIFI? What is that?
Syphilis. SIFI.
SIFI for short. All right. Okay, whatever. At any rate, San Francisco's being a little responsible and responsive to a spike in syphilis.
Okay.
That seems reasonable to me, right?
Yeah.
You know, putting out the stats and all that kind of stuff. Well, ACT UP doesn't want to have it. This is Boulder Dash, Teddy Kaka.
Oh, baby, this is family radio here.
This is, again, the CDC just trying to keep a gay man down. This is the kind of crap that is coming out of ACT UP in San Francisco. ACT UP San Francisco is just full of a bunch of bareback and irresponsible buttfuckers.
Baby, that is not in the article.
No, it's...
How many times do I have to correct you?
These people just don't get it. They think that if somebody, you know, is kind of responding to terrible trends in STDs, that is somehow targeting them. And David Pascarelli, God bless him, but, you know, I have no idea what his day job is, but judging from his press releases, it's fucker.
Hey!
And this is all that this guy does and all he's concerned about. And anytime anybody has anything to say about a disease spreading because of their irresponsible sexual behaviors, that it's somehow bringing the gay man down. The press release from ACT UP San Francisco reads, "Activists demand independently verified evidence that gay internet chat rooms spread syphilis," which is not a claim being made by the STD Prevention Unit of San Francisco. They're not saying that it's all due to, internet chat rooms. They're simply using internet chat rooms to spread the warnings. Well, this just has him in an uproar. It has his panties in a roar because he can't go into a gay chat room and not see a warning about STDs. Well, that just gets under his skin. That's just too much invasion into his private sex life.
Private?
Exactly.
It's a public chat
room.
So
public, it's pathetic. That's a problem. San Francisco. Gay activists angered over unverified health department claims that a big old syphilis spike is allegedly driven by gay internet chat rooms today urged America Online to resist pressure from government health officials to post STD warnings exclusively in cyber spots where homosexual men meet. ACT UP members called the posting plans the bigoted brainchild of Dr. Jeffrey Klausner.
Are these, are any warnings been put in any like straight type chat rooms? That we know
no,
of?
Well, because it's no, that's not where the syphilis spikes are happening.
Okay.
It makes sense to me.
Okay, it makes sense then.
And we warned that it is a frightening measure to invade homosexual privacy online and undermine the gay male community's self-esteem and safety. Get an effing life, David Pascarelli. I mean, you know, if you're going to carry on barebacking, meeting up, you know, in public spaces, advocating public sex.
You know he's a barebacker?
You have to accept the consequences. And one of the consequences is STDs. Prevalent STDs. Another consequence is the rest of us trying to protect innocent people from getting caught up in your effed up sex lives. All right? That may include every now and then a little PSA on syphilis.
The siffy.
This guy's...
Now, how do we know...
Why do you keep saying the siffy?
I don't know. But he needs to shut up about this.
He's advocating tossing, quote-unquote, HIV-positive piss on public officials. I mean, this guy is a lowlife. An absolute lowlife. Here are the demands that they say. ACT UP San Francisco members demand that, number one, America Online refrain from singling out gay men and targeting them with STD warnings. Furthermore, AOL must refuse to be pressured into violating patron privacy by being used as a health department vehicle to harass gay subscribers. This guy has his priorities completely effed up.
Well, I say we call him. I say we tear him apart.
No, well, we're about to. Because here's the one that really gets under my skin. It's number three. But number two, the San Francisco Department of Public Health must submit all STD and AIDS numbers to an independent entity that verifies... They are an independent entity. Okay? They're the ones that a lot of taxpayers pay to do this kind of stuff. The ones that aren't independent are groups like ACT UP, which have their own kind of wacky idea of STDs and how they're spread in the statistics.
And obviously not by barebacking, Mr.
It's
Man.
It's just so ridiculous. This community has no concept of safe sex, period. Number three, this is the one that gets me. The San Francisco Department of Public Health must immediately terminate Dr. Jeffrey Klausner's employment for, quote, engaging in ongoing homophobic actions that compromise the self-esteem and safety of the gay community.
Safety? He's trying to put up a
warning.
He's the
one who's advocating unsafe sex. We'll call him. We'll just give him a phone call.
All right.
Because he also, activists are urged... have urged to zap Dr. Klausner on Halloween, that's today, by phoning, faxing, and emailing him. They've given Dr. Jeffrey Klausner's phone number, his office number, his fax, even his home phone number in the press release, asking people to call him and just, you know, blast him on the phone. Keep him busy answering the phone all damn day. Well, let's give David Pascarelli a phone call.
Give me the damn phone number.
And let's zap David Pascarelli for his idiocy today, folks. Here's his phone number.
No, give me the phone number first. I don't want other people calling before we do.
All right, here
it
is.
Remember how I'm right about everything?
Here it is.
Give me that damn pad.
David Pascarelli is a complete asshole.
Pretend like you have something to talk about while I dial, okay?
Okay. Right. David Pascarelli is a complete asshole.
Oh, you do have something to talk about.
Yeah, actually...
His number ends with homo, huh?
Isn't that funny?
No.
What a clever boy he is. Clever boy! God, you're so smart, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello, David?
Yes?
Hi, it's Christian Grantham. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hi. Do you remember being on my show? It must have been well over a year ago. The Christian Grantham show.
I remember it.
Oh, God. Boy, oh, boy, did we get into it. I remember distinctly kicking you off the show.
You were highly rude.
I was highly
rude.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, I just got the press release today. You were asking activists to blast Dr. Klausner of the STD unit of San Francisco Health Department because he's putting out something about syphilis. What's the problem?
The problem is that he's saying that gay men are spreading syphilis through internet chat rooms, and there's been no proof presented to the gay community as of yet.
Now, was he really saying that chat rooms are responsible, or is he just putting out the statistics, which are correct, that syphilis is increasing in the gay community in San Francisco?
No, there's no proof that syphilis is increasing in the gay community. And the last time he did this in 1999, when we finally got the numbers, we found that they increased screening dramatically and that the actual ratio of positive tests to number of tests given was dropping steadily. So they're playing a numbers game, and they're using the gay community and our sexuality being demonized as the way to do it in order to get more funding for their department, and it's wrong.
That's not what's going on in with this situation. STDs
are
on the
increase.
Because the numbers speak for themselves. You think that
do you have the numbers? We don't have the numbers.
Do you think
that
the CDC would make up something like this?
We put the request in from the health department. What, are you clairvoyant? Over there, are you clairvoyant?
The numbers
speak for
themselves.
I'll tell you what, the numbers haven't been released yet, the study hasn't been published, and they're lying. What makes you know so much?
Calm down, David, calm down.
Jesus,
don't get your panties in a wad. It's a bunch of gay people out there in San Francisco. My goodness, he just hung up on us.
Did he? Oh, well.
What a hothead.
He couldn't even talk.
This
he couldn't even talk about
it. This is ACT UP San Francisco for you, folks. These people can't have a conversation about anything. It's their way or the highway. And it's absolutely ridiculous.
He didn't even take the chance.
He's just being defensive. They want to carry on and just bear back and just continue on. And anybody that comes in and warns them that their behavior is risky and putting other people at risk, the real problem for self-esteem in our community... He, like, goes off on a tantrum. Well, this is Boulder Dash. Teddy Kaka.
Smoke screen, so the
truth cannot be seen. They're just demonizing the gay community, Christian.
Michael Signorelli.
You show me the numbers. You have the numbers. You show me the numbers, Christian. What are you, clairvoyant?
Who's Clara?
It's ridiculous.
That
These
was
people
great.
Just need to be responsible with their sexual behavior.
That was too much fucking fun. We should call him back.
Well, let's give him a phone call.
Do you want to?
Sure. All right. He's asked people to blast Jeffrey Klausner today.
Let's blast him.
Here's his phone number.
I got
just
it.
In case anybody else
let's
out call, there
let's dial it first.
Wants to try to have a reasonable conversation with David Pascarelli.
Don't count on it.
I challenge you.
Music. I'm going to leave this alone. You go ahead.
You are so...
Hello.
Hi, David.
Yeah, I'm telling you something, Christian.
Christian Grantham.
I'm telling you right now, if I am on the radio, I'm going to sue GayBC.com.
Oh, my God. Please don't do that. Please don't do that, David.
Listen, why don't you look at the numbers? Why don't you ask Jeffrey Klausner?
I have looked at the numbers. Syphilis is on the rise in the gay community in San Francisco, and it's because of irresponsible sexual behavior.
How many tests were given? That's what I want to know, because he's telling us how many positive results there are. But they've
how many tests have they been given on smallpox and anything else? I don't ever go into those kind of things.
How can you discern if anything is increasing or decreasing without knowing how many tests are given every year? How can you compare 1998 to 1999 to 2000 if you don't know how many tests are given each year? You double the tests in a year.
Just call Dr. Jeffrey Klausner and ask him. That's how you do it.
I have, and you don't get the numbers. But in 1999, when we got the numbers, we found out that things were decreasing.
Well,
he's
you know,
lying,
I wouldn't.
Christian.
I wouldn't.
And you know what?
I wouldn't expect
your
you to ever
comment
believe
about
the
irresponsible
CDC.
Gays is really homophobic.
Oh,
because the majority
please.
Of gays for 20 years have been very responsible.
Smoke screen, so the truth cannot be seen. Christian, you're just blowing smoke up the gay community's ass.
No, Christian, you're just kowtowing to homophobia and stereotypical behavior that gay people spread disease when they have been so responsible
and
that
just
STDs
helping
are at their
spread
lowest
disease.
Levels ever.
And you're just helping dash the self-esteem of gays and lesbians by spreading
oh, no,
disease with sexual irresponsibility.
Gays and lesbians is coming from Jeffrey Klausner because when they issue these warnings,
no,
harassment
friend.
And violence of gay people
it's
goes
coming
up,
from barebacking ACT UP members
oh,
in San Francisco.
Straight people bareback every day and it's called procreation. Where is your self-loathing coming from? Are you gay?
Absolutely. And I love it. But that has nothing to do with the fact that you're just spreading diseases irresponsibly through irresponsible
Who?
Sex.
Who?
ACT
Who's
UP.
Doing that?
Members of
How?
ACT UP that are concerned.
How do you
that
know that?
Because you're obviously being very
you know
defensive.
What, Christian? You are one of the most irrational, self-loathing people I've met. I don't know where you've come from. I don't know why you're on the air.
Let me tell you where
really,
I've come
you really
from.
Are, you really are one
Let
of the
Let me tell you where I've come
people.
From, David Pascarelli.
Yeah, tell me,
I've come
from
your worst fucking nightmare. Your worst fucking nightmare. That's where I've come from.
You know what? I have nightmares that are so much worse than you. You're like a fucking little lap dog that just sits around and yaps. You do absolutely nothing to worry me. What you ought to do is be helping the gay community, looking
I'm
up
trying.
These numbers and seeing if
I am
things
pointing
are going up
out
or down.
That there are a lot of irresponsible sexual behavior going
your
on,
app, Christian
and
Grant,
it's coming out
and
of
you have a lot
people
of
like you in San Francisco.
May need to address.
I would love to visit a psychotherapy.
You ought to visit a psychotherapist.
Do you?
You have nothing to do with gay people. You are really harmful.
I'm not harmful. I'm a pussycat. I'm a lap dog. Well, David,
so
thanks
that,
for...
Is that the point of today's Halloween conversation is to call in...
Well, it's to scare gay people as much as I possibly can.
Something.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, why don't you find out
well,
how
I'm encouraging people... Listen,
community.
I'm encouraging
why don't you
people
put
to
that on
zap...
on your radio show? How
okay,
many
we'll
tests
do.
Were given?
Well, I'm
That's
encouraging people to zap your phone today to help Dr. Klausner's message get out there a little bit today. So I hope
you
don't
do
mind
it.
That, okay?
I'm not offended at all. I will talk to every single person that calls me, so bring
I know.
It on.
I'm sure you will. Thanks a lot, David.
And in the meantime, call Jeffrey Klausner, too.
Will do. Thanks a lot, David.
You take care, Christian Grandpa.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Baby!
What a
you
jerk.
You are a fucking madman.
I hope he doesn't sue Gay BC.
Well, he's gonna
Because
have
then
a hard
I'll
time
be out of
that.
A job. Because
they don't fucking exist.
Well, we gotta take a little break.
Oh, I need a cigarette.
Toll free across the U.S. and Canada, 866-542-2529. You're listening to The Christian Grantham Show.